He is the head coach of the 3-0 Carolina Hurricanes, who were involved in a wild one yesterday against the Tampa Bay Lightning. He is, of course, Rod Brindamore. He joins Hockey Central now. Rod, first of all, congratulations on the early success. Want to talk plenty about the team. Want to talk plenty about your blue line. And talk plenty about your fans as well, who were outstanding again yesterday. But your memories of riding the bike with players like Anthony Stewart and Tomáš Cabrle are what, Rod?
Yeah, well, the big man. First of all, hello. Good to talk to you guys. My memories. I just remember Anthony, the big man, was a lot of talent there. A lot of talent. And he brought it when he was there. Can't say anything bad. Enjoyed my time with him, for sure.
Awesome. Very diplomatic answer, wouldn't you say, Stewie?
Absolutely.
All right, there we go. Okay, let's get to your Canes. Wild game yesterday, and the one thing that stood out to me, and a lot of people, and I'm one of them, have maintained that the best shot suppression team in the NHL, the Carolina Hurricanes. And the best evidence of that is your squad yesterday in the second period against the Tampa Bay Lightning. No, this is not a mistake. Your scorecard is correct. How do you throw a bagel at the Tampa Bay Lightning in shots on goal in the second period yesterday? 16-0, Rod. How do you shut down Tampa like that?
That's a good question. I think, you know, what happened was, you know, Tampa is one of those teams that they can overpass it at times. And they had some opportunities. I think I heard, you know, Coop talk about after the game a little bit where they could have shot some pucks, and they look for those pretty plays, and when it's on, you know, they can light you up. And fortunately for us that period, they overpassed a couple and enabled us to kind of get our game going.
Leadership is a big part of any team in the NHL. How big of a leader is Jordan Staal? And just talk about the process of naming him the captain of the Hurricanes.
Wow. He's everything. He's one of those players that, number one, he plays all the situations, the key times. And if you watch him play enough, he never takes a breath out there. He's always doing it right. Kind of a coach's dream, really, both on and off the ice. So, you know, he had to, obviously, some big shoes to fill, and you know, we lose Willie. But, you know, in the leadership department, when you have a guy that comes to work every day and just does it right, you know, shift in, shift out, day in, day out, it's a pretty simple, easy decision for a coach.
So, Rod, on that 2-on-1 yesterday that ended it, Jacob Slavin on the right side, what did you think Jordan was going to do with the puck?
At first I thought he was going to have to shoot it just based on the way it was kind of playing out. And then I could see him hang on to it, and, you know, it would set up perfect. It's kind of one of those, it doesn't happen very often, but, you know, we practice. I mean, Anthony knows this. You practice 2-on-1s every day, and it's, doesn't always work out, but if you can get that pass across and you're open to it on one timer, that's how you draw it up, and, you know, we'll definitely take it.
You know, Jacob Slavin, probably until last season, was maybe the best kept secret around the NHL. That is no longer a secret. Maybe Brett Pesce is that guy now that more people should talk about, but don't. But just the general thought on your defense as a whole. I mean, as far as, you know, the six guys you can fire out there, specifically the top four, this is a murderer's row you have.
Well, if we're going to be successful, those guys have to play, you know, like they have so far. I mean, it's obviously three games, not a very big sample size, but last year as well, those guys were the ones that really push us forward. And if they're playing like that, we have a chance every night to beat anybody. And so we rely on them. They're a big part of our team, and obviously they've been good so far.
The offer sheet to Sebastian Aho was an interesting one over the summer, and, you know, one that perhaps may have scared a number of Carolina Hurricanes fans. Your team responded swiftly and matched it, and now he's wrapped up for 5 years with the Carolina Hurricanes. I remember talking to one player who signed an offer sheet years ago, and he said, when I went back into the dressing room, it was different because the guys felt like I tried to leave. What's it like now with Aho back in the room? Is there any of that there?
No, it was, it's one of those things that I think the story got bigger than it really was. We knew we were matching from a management side of things. When it happened that day, I was up in the office, and they kind of said, okay, looks like it's going to happen. Here's what we're going to do. And, you know, we milked it out a little bit. I think they wanted to just create a little more buzz around our team. But we knew we were keeping them. I had one text from one player this, like, is, you know, is this real? Is this happening? Is he going? I said, no, relax. And that was it. So, you know, we didn't sweat about it. Nothing has even been brought up within our locker room about it. And so it's a non-issue for us.
As you know, Rod, I was on the fourth line when I was in Carolina. What does this fourth line, what element does this fourth line bring to this Hurricane team?
Oh, well, we kind of, we're still, you know, obviously it's three games in. We're still kind of figuring out what that is or who's going to be on it. But I think it's going to be revolving a little bit. But today's game and the way we want to play and most teams, you need everyone to contribute. So, you know, you call them fourth line, but they need to be doing what we want to do, which is make sure they're playing hard and, you know, being effective shifts. Like, we don't want them just munching minutes. They got to get out there and, you know, create offense and not get scored on, all the stuff that, you know, you're trying to do. And I think it'll be a little bit of a, you know, like I said, revolving door with the lines. I don't think we'll see a fourth line that's going to be the same for very long. We got a lot of guys that can kind of move up and down the lineup.
Rod, I want to close on this one with you and let you get on with your day. Big game tomorrow against the Florida Panthers. We started off by talking about Jacob Slavin last year, one of the best-kept secrets around the NHL. That's clearly out. Everyone knows how good he is now. But when it comes to the Carolina Hurricanes, I still maintain one of the best-kept secrets is someone who's not a household name, but you see his effects on the ice all the time by way of who's out there and, you know, who's out there situationally and how they play. And that's Eric Tulsky. And I can remember talking to Bill Peters and Bill had said, yeah, you know what? It's one phone call or it's one talk, one walk down the hallway to go talk to Eric Tulsky. And listeners and viewers who don't know the name, he has more of a management position now, but he's always been in charge of analytics, studying the underlying numbers of the Carolina Hurricanes. What's your relationship like with someone like Eric Tulsky, and how much does his work affect what you do?
Well, I mean, we have a good relationship. I mean, he's up in the, you know, I call it upstairs, but and we don't see each other that much. But he's available, like you mentioned, to if I have stuff that we want to go over, he'll pull it up. He's probably the best at getting whatever it is that we're looking for. I'll be honest with you, we don't use it a ton. Yeah, we use it more, I think, on the scouting department than in other teams, maybe, you know, finding out little niches on what's going on and how they're doing stuff. But as far as what we're doing day-to-day basis down here, I'm not huge on the analytics stuff. So we're using it for sure in our organization, and he's great at it right now in the day-to-day kind of hockey, ice on ice stuff. It's, you know, I don't think it's a huge part of what we do.
Perfect. Rod, thanks so much for stopping by today. Best of luck the rest of the season, and specifically best of luck against the Panthers tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to need it. Thanks, guys. There you go. Appreciate it.